the capacity to refer to things symbolically in a conventionalized form in micro or macro communities seems to be a pretty good signature of humanness in that sense. Now, whether that has to be with number or not is another question. Now, all human languages, all human cultures and societies have language. That again is a distinct property of humans to have language in the way we understand it, of having a sort of a grammar, a lexicon, and sort of a syntactic combinations. So that's, in that sense, yes, it's a signature of humanness, of a humankind. And the richness of that symbolic system doesn't seem to exist in any other species, at least to the degree and the extent to which it exists in humans. So that's, in that sense, yes, it's a signature of humanness, of a humankind. And the richness of that symbolic system doesn't seem to exist in any other species, at least to the degree and the extent to which it exists in humans. Now, with respect to number, of course, is looks like all cultures that we've investigated so far have to some degree a symbolic quantification. Not necessarily exact, but at least, for example, discriminating symbolically, having a word for it or a sound or something, that would just say discriminate between few and many, for example. Or one or single and plural, one and many, and that sort of thing. But exact quantification, which is the argument in the paper that leads to number, that then seems to be an extra thing that you don't get just straightforwardly from having language. You need other things like cultural preoccupations and the need for exact quantification in a conventionalized way. And that's another thing. So you could have language. Language may be a necessary condition for the establishment of a number, but it may not be the sufficient condition. For that, you need extra elements and scaffolding via cultural practices and preoccupations.